the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, neighbors! Strap on your suit irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingles. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Smash! Crackle! Pop!
Say, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, A Shiny Silver Star. Want to start your day off with a song? Then you want to start your day off with Rice Krispies. The instant you pour milk or cream over these little light puffs of rice, they break into their familiar song, Snap, Crackle, Pop, to tell you how crisp they are. No other breakfast cereal sings like Rice Krispies. No other breakfast cereal tastes like Rice Krispies. Why not wake up to Rice Krispies' happy music tomorrow? Snap, crackle, pop. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles, Christmas time wasn't all turkey and trimmings. The bandits of the West took no time off for the holidays, so a lawman's work went right on as usual. There was one year in particular when high adventure for Bill and Jingles got mixed up with a little boy's special wish for a Christmas tree 8 feet tall and topped with a shiny silver star.
Here comes a stagecoach, Jingles. Let's go down and see if he brought us any mail, huh?
Now, just a minute, Bill. Now, I ain't quite finished with this yet.
What are you working on? You've been sitting over there mumbling to yourself all morning.
I'm making my own Christmas cards this year, but I can't figure out what to say on them.
Well, who are they for?
Everybody. I want to send them to all my friends.
Well, why don't you just say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year? That covers it.
Oh, now, Bill, that ain't enough. I gotta make up a poem to show them just how I feel.
A good idea if you can do it. I'm not much of a poet myself.
Well, let's go see about the mail. I might get a bright idea walking down the street.
You just might if you get out and get some fresh air.
Yeah. Hey, this has gotta be something real special. Now, how's this? Oh, Merry, 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 Merry Christmas. Huh?
You're repeating yourself like a six-shooter, partner.
I guess that's not very good, huh? I'll think of something before I'm through. Hey, the stage stopped at the bank.
Yeah, looks like the driver's unloading some money sacks. You know, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea for us to go stand around till they get those in the safe, huh?
You wouldn't be expecting a hold-up, would you, Bill? Not at Christmas time.
Hold-up men don't have much respect for Christmas, partner.
Yeah, Mr. Wallace must have the same idea. Got 2 6-guns strapped on and watching things like a hawk.
Yeah. Morning, Mr. Wallace. Expecting trouble?
Morning, Bill. Jingles. No, I'm not expecting it, but a banker can't afford to take chances with this much cash coming in. Glad you dropped by.
Cash. Now, let's see. Oh, Santa Claus, old sacks of cash.
What's that, Jingles?
What rhymes with cash, Bill?
I've told you I'm no poet, Jingles. Don't mind him, Mr. Wallace. He's looking for ideas for a Christmas card verse.
Oh, I see.
Why are you getting all this money in right now?
People always need more at Christmas time, Jingles. That all of it, driver?
That's it, Mr. Wallace, and I sure ain't sorry to see them sacks out of my hands. Now, if you'll just sign this receipt.
Sure.
Oh, Wild Bill, I was just going to bring this big envelope down to your office. Marked special for you. Well,
thanks, driver.
Special? A special Christmas wish to you from Santa Claus and Jingles, too. How's that, Bill?
Fine, but this is no Christmas wish, and it didn't come from Santa Claus.
Oh, I don't like the way you said that. What is it, Bill?
Bad news, Bill?
It could be. It's a poster sent out from headquarters offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to the capture of a bank bandit.
Do you know who it is?
No, but they know how he operates.
Oh. Well, you better tell me that, so I'll be on the lookout if he makes a try at my bank.
Good idea, Mr. Wallace. Well, he comes alone in the daylight.
Nervy critter.
He holds up the bank, gets the money in sacks, and takes the bank managers with him. They never come back.
Killer to boot, huh?
Mr. Wallace, you'd better be on the lookout for that varmint. I'm sure glad he didn't hold up my stage in the way in. I guess I'll be getting on. Merry Christmas, y'all.
Oh, go soak your head, you old goat.
Hey, Jingles, that's no way to talk. Where'd your Christmas spirit go all of a sudden?
Now, doggone it, Bill. Who can have any Christmas spirit when there's a murdering, thieving bank bandit on the loose? And you know darn well he could just be waiting for a chance to strike this town next.
Charlie, a while back you asked me about the names cowpokes went by in the Old West. Now, actually, names weren't very important in the early days. Most cowpokes went by their nicknames.
Well, is that why cowhands sometimes call their favorite breakfast cereal by its nickname?
Reckon you're talking about that snap, crackle, and pop cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Mm-hmm.
Come to think of it, Charlie, we do sometimes just call out to the cook, make mine snap, crackle, pop. And he knows what we want, all right.
Well, now, if I were calling to the cook, I think I'd order my Rice Krispies topped with sliced bananas. Those crispy puffs of rice taste extra good with fruit on them, and it doesn't have to be fresh fruit either. No siree. Canned or frozen fruit tastes mighty delicious over Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
What a breakfast combination, Wranglers. Kellogg's Rice Krispies and your favorite fruit. Mm-mm.
Slim is right as usual, cowpokes. So why not check and see if there's enough Kellogg's Rice Krispies left to go around at your breakfast table tomorrow. If there isn't, better have Mom pick up another box or two of Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Don't forget now, Wranglers. Tell your Mom that you want the only talking cereal in the whole wide world, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Had Wild Bill Hickok known how right Jingles was about the bandit, he might have stayed around the bank for the rest of the day. But he didn't. So they went back to the office and other business. Meanwhile, at a poor, run-down ranch house a few miles out of town, a strange problem was developing for the two lawmen.
And I wish Santa Claus would bring me a new pair of boots and a cowboy hat and a red wagon.
Kelsey, will you shut the boy up? I can't take no more of it, I tell you.
Don't take on so, Jed. And you, Tommy, you've said enough. You're bothering your pa.
But I've got to tell you what to tell Santa Claus, don't I? And most of all, I want a Christmas tree 8 feet tall, with a shiny silver star way up on top.
Well, that does it. I've had enough. Where's my hat?
Jed, where are you going? Don't pay the boy any mind. He don't mean harm by it.
I know that. But how do you think it makes me feel? All those things he wants, and I ain't got money enough to buy him a jawbreaker. What does he want with a star, anyway?
Ah, you remember about the big shiny star, don't you, Paul?
Shh, Tommy, that's enough.
What star's he talking about?
The one that helped the wise men find the little baby Jesus. Tell Paul how it goes. You know, and lo,
the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy.
See, Paul? The star led them to the manger where the baby was. Go on, Mama. Tell them the rest.
And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh.
That's the way it was, Pa. That was the first Christmas. Now you see why I want a shiny silver star.
Yeah, son. I see. And you're going to have your star. Maybe them new boots, too.
Jed, what are you saying? Where are you going? Your gun. You strapped on your gun.
I always wear a gun when I'm heading for town.
But you're acting so strange. I never saw you like this before.
The boy's gonna have his star, Elsie.
But you haven't any money.
I know where there's money. I'll get it somehow.
No, Jed. It don't matter. Stay home. Jed, come back. Please come back.
Joe, hurry up with those money sacks and get them locked up. As long as that safe's open, we'll be easy picking for that bank robber if he shows up. I've still got a mind to get Wild Bill to come back and stay until... Who's that?
It's just me, Mr. Wallace. Jed Sutton.
Oh, hello, Jed.
Could I talk to you a minute?
Well, is it important, Jed? I was just on my way over to the marshal's office.
It sure is to me.
Well, if you can wait a little bit, I'll go get Hickok and be right back. I'll feel more like talking with him here.
You sure act jumpy, Mr. Wallace. Anything wrong?
Not yet, but there's a bank robber loose, and I don't want to take any chances.
Bank robber?
Yeah. You just sit down at my desk there until I get back. I see you've got a gun, so if some Jasper tries a holdup, use it.
Sure. Sure, I'll use it.
Keep up with that money, Joe. I'm going after Hickok. I'll be right back, Jed.
All right, Mr. Wallace. He sure is a trusting gent. Sitting me down at his desk and leaving me alone with one clerk and all that money.
When Santa Claus and his eight reindeer come flying to your house to bring you cheer, you better be ready to...
Hold it, Jingles. Come in.
Now, doggone it, stay out. I'm busy.
Jingles, it's Mr. Wallace.
I don't care who it is. The poet's got to have peace and quiet.
I'm sorry, Jingles.
You look worried, Mr. Wallace. Any trouble?
Well, not yet, Bill. But I'd feel a lot better if you and Jingles could come over and sit around the bank till closing time.
Oh, now we could have somebody else needing us any minute. Besides, I got a verse to write.
You can write it over there just as easy, partner.
Hickok!
Guns, Bill, that sounded like it came from the bank.
Come on. The robbers come, Bill. I knew it.
Who'd you leave in the bank?
Joe McTeller and Jed Sutton. He had a gun. I told him to use it if he needed to. It
sounded like he did, all right.
Well, I hope he plugged the robber.
We'll soon see. All right, quick inside.
Bill, there ain't nobody here. Oh, that shooting's come from here, all right, Bill.
Yeah, I smell the gun smoke.
He got away.
You say Jed Sutton was here, huh?
Yeah, sitting right back there at my desk when I left. Hickok, look. There's Joe on the floor.
He's been shot.
And the money's gone. All four sacks of it.
Bill.
Yeah, Jingles.
No signs of Jed Sutton, but there's a gun on the floor by Mr. Wallace's desk.
That's Jed's gun. It's got bone grips.
You sure?
Yeah. Bill, you don't reckon Jed Sutton robbed the bank and shot Joe, do you?
I wouldn't do any guessing right now, Mr. Wallace.
Bill, Joe's still breathing. He ain't dead.
We got to get him to a doctor quick, Jingles. Then we'll head out to Jed Sutton's place. All right, Jingles, lift him easy.
Bill, ain't this an awful way to spend Christmas Eve? Heading out to talk to Mrs. Sutton, thinking maybe Jed done it?
You may think that, partner, but I'm trying not to.
It sure looks bad just the same.
Well, don't let on to Mrs. Sutton and tell me. Now, here we are. Oh, Buckshot.
Oh, whoa, Joker. This visit ain't to my liking, not one little bit.
Hey, Mama, come quick! It's Wild Bill and Jingles!
Well, he don't have to sound so happy about it.
Give him a big smile, Jingles. Howdy, Tommy.
Yeah, howdy, Tommy. How's the boy?
Oh, I'm fine. I was just wondering, waiting out here for Pa to come back. He's gone to town to get some money to buy me a big, shiny silver star. And we're going to get a Christmas tree 8 feet tall and put the star on top.
Bill.
Hold it, Jingles. Here comes Mrs. Sutton.
But you heard him say. Howdy, Miss Sutton. Good day to you, ma'am.
Well, Bill and Jingles, it's been a long time since we've seen you out here. Sit down. Come in and sit down. Oh, you've come about Jed, haven't you?
Now, don't upset yourself, Mrs. Sutton.
What's happened to him? What's he done?
We're not sure what's happened to him, and we're not sure he's done anything. Why?
I tried to get him to stay home. I tried my best, but he wouldn't listen.
Do you, recognize this man?
Jed's gun. Where'd you get that?
We found it on the floor of the bank after a holdup this noon.
A bank robbery. I knew Jed was desperate, but he couldn't have done a thing like that, Wild Bill. He just couldn't have.
Well, we sure hope you're right, ma'am.
Why was he desperate, Mrs. Sutton?
It was because of Tommy and Christmas, Wild Bill. Tommy kept talking about a shiny silver star on his Christmas tree, and you know how poor we are. Well, Jed got a look in his eye like a madman and rode off to town.
I didn't mean no harm by it, Wild Bill. Honest, I didn't.
Of course you didn't, son, and nobody thinks you did.
That's all I can tell you, Wild Bill. But I know Jed ain't the kind to rob a bank, no matter what.
You've told us all we need to know, Mrs. Sutton. Now, don't you worry about a thing until you hear from us again. Let's go, Jingle.
We sure are, Tommy. Now, you take care of your mother. Bill Hickok, she didn't tell us nothing to help us, and you know it.
Yes, she did, partner. Now, hit the saddle. We got a varmint to catch, and I'm in a hurry.
Well,
ever page through a wish book, Charlie?
A wish book, Slim? What's that?
Oh, it's a mail order catalog. I reckon half the cowpokes I know got the bigger share of their learning out of them. You'd see them in their bunks at night, a-looking and a-wishing and a-looking some more. You could learn about most everything from them wish books, Charlie.
Even about Kellogg's Rice Krispies?
Well, no. Like we've been telling our saddle buddies, you just gotta try those crispy rice puffs to know how good they are. Why, the prettiest picture of them and all the words there are wouldn't tell you half as fast as your first spoonful just how good tasting Rice Krispies are.
And even before your first spoonful, you know what a treat you're in for. Soon as you pour on the milk or cream, those toasted little morsels of rice speak right up and tell you how crisp they are. You know their three little words, snap, crackle, pop. That's why we say that Kellogg's Rice Krispies is the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
So why not ask your mom if she's got the makings of your favorite breakfast right handy for breakfast tomorrow? That's Rice Krispies and your favorite fruit. Mm-mm. Aren't you getting a little anxious for breakfast to roll around already? Boy, I sure am.
So tomorrow, Wranglers, start your day the happy way. Listening to the snap, crackle, pop song in your cereal bowl. Try 'em, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. While Bill led Jingles away from the Sutton place at full gallop and picked up the trail of the bandit, Jingles was surprised to find they were trailing two horses.
Well, I don't see how you figured two horses to start with. How did you?
You remember that poster that came from headquarters, Jingles?
The one that told how the bank robber operated, you mean?
Yep.
Hey, I know now. See if I'm right, Bill.
Shoot.
It said he took the money and forced the bank manager to go with him.
That's right.
I guess I'm pretty smart after all.
Yeah, you're smart enough.
So the bandit thought Jed was the bank manager and took him along. So we're trailing two horses.
Yeah, and if Jed is one of them, he's still alive.
Yeah, we hope. Bill, I lost the trail all of a sudden.
Jingles, look out, it's an ambush. Whoa, a shot.
Where is the fireman? Ho, Joker, ho.
There he is, Jingles, behind those rocks.
I'll blast him out of there.
Hold it, Jingles, get down. You might hit Jed.
Then what are we going to do?
Get down, spread out. Quick before he gets set.
He's backing up, Bill, behind that big gray rock.
Rush him, partner. Now!
I'm with you, Bill!
There he is, Jingles. All right, mister, drop those guns. You can't get us both.
If I can get you, Hickok.
Watch him, Bill!
Ow!
That slowed him down, Bill. Now let's get him.
Yeah.
You blasted tin badge toters. I should have killed you down there when I had the chance.
Pick up his guns, Jingles.
I got him, Bill. Well, there's his horse.
And there's Jed's.
Yeah, but where's Jed? Talk, you low-down weasel. Where is he?
Hey, Jingles, listen. Here, behind this rock. Tied and gagged, just as I thought.
Is he all right, Bill?
Think so. Yeah, let me get these ropes off. This gag.
Oh, Wild Bill. I never been so glad to see anybody in my life.
This the gent that robbed the bank, Jed?
Sure. Still got all the money on our two horses. He shot Joe and made me ride out with him. Thought I was the bank manager because I was sitting at Mr. Wallace's desk.
Yeah, Bill figured that out already.
Mr. Wallace had no sooner left than this varmint came in the door wearing a mask. Took a shot at him, but I missed. Then he had me cold.
We found your gun.
All right, so I robbed a bank. I've robbed others and I'll live to rob again. So go ahead, lock me up.
He's a mean hombre, Wild Bill. He was going to kill me when he figured he was away free and clear.
Well, he ain't going to kill anybody. He's going to jail right now. You know, we got other things to do. There's a young sprout back at your house wants a star on his Christmas tree, and we got to see that he gets it. Well, there's your money, Mr. Wallace.
And your bank robber's locked up over at the jail.
Well, that's sure good news to me, Wild Bill.
Sorry I couldn't have stopped him, Mr. Wallace. Sure made me feel cheap. Came in to borrow $20 from you for Christmas, and that Gila monster walked out with $5,000.
Well, it's all over now. I just got word that Joe's getting better by the minute.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's all over. But I still need a loan of that $20 if my boy's to have any Christmas this year.
I think Mr. Wallace might figure he won't need to loan you $20, Jed.
Oh, now, Bill, he wouldn't refuse a thing like that. Would you, Mr. Wallace?
No, not refuse, Jingles. But it won't be necessary.
How come?
Hold it, Jingles, and listen.
You remember Wells Fargo banks were offering a $1,000 reward for information leading to capture and conviction of the robber, Jingles?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, if it hadn't been for Jed here, we wouldn't have caught him. And later, Jed's going to be the star witness. Now, I reckon I'm within my rights to give Jed this $1,000 reward right now, don't you?
$1,000?
It's all yours, Jed. That should fix up Tommy's Christmas real fine.
Oh, it sure will. And you're all invited to my place in the morning to help us celebrate.
And don't think we won't be there with bells on. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle all the way. Shh! Quiet now, quiet. Here comes Tommy.
Oh, he's sure he's going to be surprised.
Merry Christmas, Tommy!
Gee willikers, would you look at that Christmas tree!
And it's 8 feet tall, because I measured it. How's the star?
It's wonderful. Mama, it's just like the Star of Bethlehem in the picture.
Yes, Tommy, it is.
You'll want to keep that all your life, son. Jingles made it with his own hands out of silver off his and Wild Bill's saddles.
Gee, thank you, Jingles and Wild Bill. I'll keep it always.
And look what Santa Claus brought you, Tommy.
Just what I asked for. A new pair of boots, a cowboy hat, and a red wagon.
Well, tear into them, boy.
Oh, no. I want to leave the ribbons on just like they are.
What? But you can't use them that way, Tommy.
Hold it, Jingles. I think we're in for a surprise.
I'm not going to use them, Jingles. I wanted those for Billy Tookins and his little brothers. Can we take them down there now, Pa? Can we?
Billy Tookins? You mean you didn't want these things for yourself?
No, Pa. All I wanted was the shiny silver star. Billy and his folks are real poor, and they wasn't going to have any Christmas at all. But now they will, won't they?
They sure will, Tommy. Jingles, we're going to take Tommy down to the Tookins' place.
We sure will, and right this minute. And Bill, I just thought of what I'm going to say on my Christmas cards.
Well, it's too late to send cards, Jingles, so you better just tell everybody right now.
All right. I got the idea from Tommy, and here it is. If you want to see the Christmas spirit live, just remember that it ain't what you get, it's what you give.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
Andy and I and all the folks in the Wild Bill Hickok Show want to wish all of you a very merry, merry Christmas.
We hope Santa Claus is good to all of you and have a happy new year, too.
So long, kids.
See you Monday and
Merry Christmas!
Say, kids, don't you get a kick out of choosing your own things? You know, that's what you do with breakfast when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack on your table. Kellogg's Variety Pack has 10 individual portions of your favorite Kellogg's breakfast cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Pep, Rice Krispies, and lots of others, too. You open up a fresh favorite every time. A good breakfast is a sure bet with Kellogg's Variety Pack, so remind Mom to keep one handy. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Bob Bruce, Larry Merrill, Jess Kirkpatrick, and Virginia Gregg. Our director was Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild!